Authorities say the blast tore through Wardak village before dawn, killing people as they slept in their homes. Several houses collapsed, trapping and injuring other victims. Police say they prevented a second suicide bomber attack, shooting and killing an assailant before he could strike. The Kurdish village lies east of Mosul, the capital of Nineveh province. It's one of the last regions where insurgents still have a firm position after being forced out of other areas by Iraqi and U.S. troops. Tensions between ethnic Kurds and Arabs are on full display in such towns as Wardak. Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan regional government would like to extend its control in the oil-rich region, while Baghdad wants to keep it under the central government. International Crisis Group political analyst Peter Harling says there's a wide range of possible motives for the attacks, but unresolved issues between Arabs and Kurds are an underlying cause of problems.
The exact distribution of land, of resources, and of power all along this line is an issue which has been left completely unattended since 2003. And I think the Iraqi government, the Iraqis as a whole, and the U.S. are now paying the price for that.
The Damascus-based political analyst says the constitutional and territorial issues involved require more compromise than either the central government or the Kurdish side has yet to show.
A solution, I think, is to bring in sufficient outside leverage, but that would mean the U.S. working hand-in-hand with other players that have leverage in Iraq, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. Anyway, not before some progress is made, for example, in the Syrian-American relationship and perhaps more importantly in the American-Iranian relationship.
The issues are likely to play an important part in national elections set for early next year. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.